This is an ABC podcast.
This is Stories from the Pacific on ABC Radio Australia.
Hello and welcome to Stories from the Pacific on ABC Radio Australia. I'm Bobby McCumber. Vasili Kolikankaru Langi Langi is no stranger to hard work or success. From a young age, she paved her own position in her family as someone who was able to defend herself. When Vasili started boxing, she didn't know where it would take her, nor the important work she would later do in teaching other women boxing and self-defence to build their own confidence and, in some cases, escape violent relationships. Vasili is the first woman to join the Federation of Boxing Fiji board, and she's spending a lot of her time outside of the ring these days as she cheers on the next generation of boxers in her family. Bulavinaka, Vasili.
Bulavinaka, Bulavinaka.
Tell me about your siblings and your position in your family.
In my family, I'm the eldest of the six. I'm the only girl as well. So I have five brothers and I'm the only girl. So that brings a lot of challenges and responsibility that mold me to be strong and plus to be to see things as great blessings. Even though if I encounter situations that are tougher for women, but still because of the backing up of my five brothers and our childhood upbringing, that helps a lot.
What were some of the challenges amongst your brothers?
Oh yeah, because I'm a girl, especially when I'm a girl, that my decision making is not suitable for what they think, you know, that I'm a girl, I should be at home helping and washing and helping my mom, of course. But then again, I because I'm the eldest, I believe in one. I do my own thing.
So you didn't take any of their rubbish?
Yeah, I was lucky I was the eldest.
Tell me about boxing. Who introduced you to boxing?
Yeah, this is a great story because it's the love of my life, my husband. Before we started, I used to hear there were boxers. He's a boxer. And I was like, oh, no, I'm not getting into that person there. And but when we started going out, and then he started advising me more on how it's better to take up boxing because of my own protection. So as an eldest in the family and plus the only girl, I thought, wow, why not? Because I am usually the ones at home who protect my family. So if I take up boxing, it will really mean a lot. It will help me. It scares me at first. But when I started to get into boxing, it really helps. First of all, it gives me the confidence of who I am. Yeah. Mm. My husband is a champion in amateur in his times. So that took a cream as well. That helps a lot. You know, because he has proven himself and visited areas in the Pacific. So I thought, wow, this could be also an opportunity to travel, though. Yes.
How did you feel when you first started boxing?
Oh, man, wow, that's a good question. Because, you know, as a woman, you don't get involved in combat sport, especially in Fiji. It's a no-no for us. Fijian girls, you know, that time, that years back, this was like, I'm talking about 20 plus years back, that was in 2000. And when I saw the bag, the punching bag, and then he said, see, here is the gloves, just try and get hold of it, you know, to feel. You have to learn to, one thing that I've learned is for you to love to do things. It comes from the heart. So when I got that gloves put into my hands, I said, wow, this is really boosted me. And I said, wow, I can actually do this. Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, it's a different feeling that it gives me a confidence where, you know, nothing can stop me from That was where I look at it, from what I can achieve. You know, that gloves and hitting that bag, you know, I had so much frustration within me. So he said, take it out on the bag. Take it out on the bag. I said, wow. Yeah. So when I started smashing that bag, I was like, wow, this really helps. I said, keep on going. I didn't know that was just a technique for me to hit the bag.
I have to ask, you know, as a non-boxer, what does it feel like to get punched?
Okay. I usually defend myself before I went to boxing. So imagine, I get them from home, from my bosses. But to actually get a punch in the ring, that was like, really? You're going to hit me with those gloves? It shook me a little bit. It shook me. Yeah, it did. It shook me because, come on, I didn't do anything to you. You know? And then I have to get hit. And if I don't hit back, I will lose. That's the most trickiest part of being in boxing. And then the techniques, one thing that I've learned is the basic techniques that really help me, and the mentality to be prepared to box. That's one thing you have to have, you know? You have to see it. One thing that he always ensures me is to see it as a sport. See it as a sport. Don't see it from your heart that he hates you or something, no, but see it as a sport and use your technique.
Yeah. Is it a feeling that you ever get used to, being punched?
Actually, it makes me very reserved from being violent, you know?
Right.
Because I used to be a street fighter, though, but then I don't want to go on to that one because I'm always defending my friends as well. And if somebody comes in, and then I'll just have that guts to stand in front of their faces, especially men. But then to take it as a sport, it was like, whoa. I accepted it as something that molds me if I get hit, you know?
What did your father think about your interest in boxing?
No, my dad said, no. You're a girl, you're a princess of the house, and you're not getting into that sport. No, no. I said, well, Dad, you're not seeing the big picture here. See? You're just looking at it as me getting hurt, and maybe my mental side will get affected, you know? That's what Fijians know at that time, that boxing will get you into be a cuckoo place and you won't be able to survive it. So it will affect enormously on our health. But then I told my dad that, Dad, maybe this is my destiny. I don't want to do boxing alone. I want to change the world. I said, and to help those who have been, those that actually been abused, and those that been taken advantage of. Maybe if I get them to come in and at least make it as a self-defense, maybe I will at least change one, and that'll be a great blessing. Yeah.
You got married and started a family, and then things took a turn. What happened, Visila?
My husband trained me at that time. I started to do boxing, even when I was having my kids in between those career of mine. It was a struggle at first because those that have been against this sport, especially as a woman in boxing, they don't think that I was good enough. Or I was doing what is right for myself and my family. But I thought to myself that whatever words they are saying, it's grooming me. It doesn't really matter what they say. What matters is deep down inside me, I'm feeling better about it. At least my husband is very supportive of that and passed. It's not just me going and doing the training and boxing. It's what's ahead of me, the future and the opportunities that will come with it. And plus, if I'm able to get to change my family and the way my kids see things, or my brothers, it will make a difference. That's more important in life. That's my contribution to life.
Hmm. Your husband had an accident. Can you tell me how he became paralyzed?
5 years ago, we were doing great. And then he had an accident where he got paralyzed. He couldn't move. He couldn't do anything. My kids were preparing that morning to go to school. He was brought in from where he was working. And I thought it was a big time joke. And I said, when they laid him on the bed, and he said, "Mom, I couldn't move my body, even my fingers." I said, "Come on, stop joking about it." I said, "I can't. I can't. I'm trying my best." All my kids were young at the time. That was before my fifth child. But then he asked me one thing. And he apologized at first. He apologized. And I said, "It's going to be one thing that I accepted that morning was, nothing is going to stop you, Vizila. Be confident. Be okay. Your faith will take you through." Those words keep lingering in my ear. And then I saw my husband and he was crying. He said, "I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I couldn't do this with you. I'm going to be a burden. You know what? I told you, I'm sorry. It's going to be okay. I'm a strong woman. I'm a strong woman." And I told him, "You know, you put me into boxing, so this situation will account to me, I think." Yeah, I told him, "See, don't be sad about it. It's going to be okay. I'm strong as ever. We're going to make it through." And I told my kids, "See, you guys are already in uniform, my darlings. Enjoy the day. Don't worry about Dad. I'm still here. Yeah. And we're going to make it through." And we did. Yes.
Yeah.
There was limited government support. At least my brothers and his family started pitching in on our survival. And that helps a lot. I'm putting it today until my kids are away in overseas. Yeah.
Oh, you're an incredible woman and such a strong family around you. How did that lead to you starting butterfly boxing?
Later on, after a month, and I thought to myself, "I don't know how I'm going to make you recover because you're a strong man. You're the only man that I know who's strong in this world." But one thing that God has given me is the conscience that I have, that till today I'm still using that conscience. And then to use his talent, so that will help him, you know, rather than him having these negative thoughts and emotions and feeling pity about himself. I told you, "See, we're going to make this work. This is how we're going to roll. You're going to tell me what to do, and I'm going to teach. I'll be your hands and your legs, especially with our kids. We need to get your kids to be motivated so that they can become much, much better in life, because now I'm wearing a woman's hat and a man's hat, a mom and a dad. So that's pretty tough. But I know I'm tougher inside, and you're going to help." My husband was so shattered with shame because of his disability. I said, "It's going to be okay. I'll be here for you. I'll be holding your hand, but I just need you. How you inspired me to inspire our children." So that's all. And that's why we thought of a name, and that was Butterfly Boxing Club. You know, why is it called Butterfly Boxing Club? It's because of the process of the butterfly. Yeah. From lava into, it becomes a butterfly. It illustrates how my husband was, you know, he didn't move. And then he started to gain back his confidence and started to know, having faith on himself. And then plus with my kids, bringing them hope instead of being ashamed from society that dad is crippled or in disability and then we were struggling. That is what I call a process in butterfly, to use that concept of a butterfly to bringing in within our homes and our children. Yeah. And those that are surround us up until that you can fly. Yeah. So it's 5 years now with my husband. He's recovering enormously. He's walking again. He's able to babysit our fifth child.
Oh.
Yeah. And yes. And plus our elders are in overseas. They flew. Yeah. And now my two other kids in boxing, the one 17 year already flew. And so that's how we see a butterfly.
Yeah, that's beautiful, Vasila. You're listening to Stories from the Pacific on ABC Radio Australia. I'm Bobby McCumber and I'm speaking with Fijian boxer and coach Vasila Langilangi. Vasila, how many women do you think you have coached with self-defense training?
100 plus. At first, it was the one who went through abuse. That was my first encounter. She came to me hearing that I was a boxer, and she wanted to know how can she get back to her boyfriend, and that the boyfriend was abusing her. But then I said, no, this is different. Boxing is different. One thing that comes to mind, you respect, but you gain respect as well. So it's there's a lot of women, because I'm able to go to programs under Sports Commission that made me more able to go out there in the villages, in the community, to preach as well the benefits of boxing and how it helps us women to be confident in what we have or what we do. And especially that any sport or anything in this world that men do, that we can also do. So I really am not sure how many in the numbers.
And what have some of these women used their self-defense training for?
Oh, to overcome that fear. You know, us women, we have this fear that's always integral when we were growing up. The fear to be upfront, to be vocal, to think that we are less powerful than men. Yeah. Mm. Women have lots of fear. I know. Yeah. Then when let me just quickly go back. Even I went to one of the conventions that just happened within 3 days. It's called a balance of power. Me introducing myself and all those women sitting, 40 women sitting there, they were just clapping. So I knew, wow. But they do community service as well. They said, man, you're so good. We love you. We want to take pictures with you and all this. I said, no, it's not going to be me. It's us. I'm not the one. If I'm able, that's what I advise them. If I'm able to help one woman, that's a great blessing in my life.
Have you noticed the change in some of the women that you have coached with their confidence?
Yes. Till today, I see changes. I'm still getting a thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it was ages ago, they still call me up. They say hello. Even one thing the situation that I encountered was all those women that I've taught, they ask me about the situation that I'm facing right now because of my husband, that he's bedridden and he's still recovering. And I said, I'm okay. And they said, wow, Vasila, you go to an extent to be confident and yet you still, you know, managing life. I said, yes.
You are very inspirational, Vasila, and I appreciate speaking with you. Why do you think it's important for women to be boxing?
You know, boxing, it's not about that sport. It's about how it can help you, first of all, to instill power within you, to be confident. Those are the things that women need to tell you that it's going to be okay. You know, that's sport boxing.
Hmm.
It helps you in whatever situation that you're in. Some are brought up in a princess way, you know. You are treasured. Some in a family, they are brought up in an abusive relationship or how they were encountered in their own families and they were brought up. So boxing, it makes you more balanced. Even if you're a princess or not, you still be that strong and confident woman. And it doesn't really matter what the next encounter you will come across. As long as you have those, you know, those things that helps you to grow and helps you to see a future in a good way, that you can do it, you know, it's actually what you can do. Mm. Yeah. That feeling, it has to come with the confidence, the power, the strength. That's what boxing gave me. Yeah.
You're now the first woman on the board of the Federation of Boxing Fiji.
Yes.
What is your goal now that you have this role?
As a board member, I'm here to not only help women, but to help local boxers reach their targets, their goals. But for younger women out there, I started to empower them into this sport. That, especially being a board member, I'm the first in Fiji, though. And to be surrounded by men, they always have this tactic bully. But I'm trying to break that stereotype environment where women don't have a say and men are in authority. You know, it has to be balanced somehow. But I don't bow down to my fellow directors. I do stand up when I see what is wrong. And I try to be transparent. And plus, I'm trying to get women to reach the world as well. And that's my target. All those women that are in sports, especially in boxing, I'm trying my best to help them reach their goals. And plus, being a director as well, I have a role to play to empower, to promote my sport. And it really helps me for what I believe in. It really helps to make a change.
Mm. How do men in sport react when you get into this space and try to affect change?
They block me. They don't want me. They said, no. Even when we started our Butterfly Boxing Club and I was calling up our president, you know what he told me? He said, like, you are mad. You are stupid. This is in Fiji. You can't do grassroots boxing here in Fiji. This is where it all started, the grassroots, the development. I said, well, if I am implanting good things as a self-defense for all these children, there was 56 children we are training every day with a limited equipment. And there was no support coming in. So we did it, me and my husband and my family did it out of all love and the equipments. I don't want to talk about that but they did it. All these kids were able to change. Even the community came up to us to thank us, to thank us that there's a change we're able to instill on their kids. And you hardly hear till today that girls and boys have been taken advantage of in the community that we live in.
Your daughter is now making a name for herself as a young boxer. Can you share what she's up to now?
My daughter, Miracle Tapa, is 50. She's 15, and then she'll be representing Fiji in Tahiti. She started boxing when she was 12. She had this feeling that she can beat her two brothers. They're already in the game. And I've always stand by her. I said, well, if mom can do it, you can also do it. But you have to do extra work. And she did it. And she did it with flying colors. And now the sport itself are looking at her as a medal prospect for the Olympics.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. She was even put in a tested ground where the British Navy boxers, they came in for the invitation with the army. So I pushed a little bit to ask if one of the boxers, the female boxers, could just spar with her. After that, they started asking me how old is she, and if it was correct that she was 15, because she had so much potential. She went into a spar with this beautiful boxer from British Navy, and then she got frustrated because she was hit back by my daughter when they were sparring. And her punch is powerful. And standing there, I said, okay, she's going to do it to the Olympics. She's going to make it through.
I'm guessing as a parent, one part of you is incredibly proud, which I can hear in your voice, and the other can't help but worry. What part usually wins when she's boxing?
It's her progress in boxing. Every time she goes in the ring, I see if she's able to execute what she's been taught and plus lift up the level that she has been trained for. And if she's confident enough, she'll be able to make it through in that round. One thing I fear the most is that nothing will cross her path for her not to make it through. She wanted to be a world champion for her mom. She told me, Mom, I'm actually doing this for you. Your dream was to become a world champion. But age has caught up with you. And yes, indeed, age caught up with me. It was 10 years that I trained and then I started my first boxing. So now she said, Mom, I have a lot of advantage on my age. And plus the performance, my ability, I will get that belt for you, Mom.
You sound incredibly proud, Vissila. Your daughter has said that she wanted to take on both her siblings, her brothers in the ring. Has she ever wanted to take you on? Or is she too scared?
No. I always escape with a lot of excuses because I know she will hit me really hard. Yeah, I can't stand her. I hate the sight of looking at her, that she's way, way better than me. But I always tell her, you know, because you started earlier, not me. So that's a disadvantage.
Vissila, if you could describe boxing to someone who doesn't get it, like you and your whole family, what would you say to them?
Boxing is, as everybody knows, it's a combat sport. But to me, it's life. Boxing is life. First, you need to know how to protect yourself. It gives you that confidence to become whoever you want or whoever you've been dreaming to become. It helps you elevate your spirit. It's a driving first, the urge that puts into your heart to keep on going with whatever situation you're going through. It doesn't really matter if you go in the ring or not. That feelings that you need, you don't get it from the supermarket or buy it. You train it. But to be trained in boxing, that really grooms you. Yeah. That is what I took from doing boxing and training boxing. And plus, it helps you with your fitness. It doesn't make you look sexy, though.
Vissila, thank you so much for joining me from Singatoka Viti Levu in Fiji and for sharing everything you are doing to advocate for women in your industry. Vinaka Vaka Levu.
Waka.
That was Vissila Kolikakaru Langilangi, business owner, boxing coach and champion. You can contact Vissila via her Facebook page, Butterfly Boxing, if you are interested in learning more. You've been listening to Stories from the Pacific. I'm Bobby McCumber. To catch more great stories about incredible people from the Pacific, just search for ABC Pacific. And if you have or know someone with a great story to share, you can email our team at storiesfromthepacific@abc.net.au. This story was produced on the lands of the Yuggera and Turrbal people.